Samatesimad Aleph, Boy Rava, Yesh She'elo Behekim, or Ein She'elo Behekim. A person was Mekim, then he has Harata that he was Mekim. Can he go to a Chacham and be Matar, his Hekim, and then be Mefer afterwards? Okay. In Tim Shalomar Yesh She'elo Behekim, Yesh She'elo Behefer, or Ein She'elo Behefer. Okay, so can you be shoyl on hafora? Okay. And then fine. Tosh madam Rabbi Yochanan nishol on alahekim. So Rabbi Yochanan addressed this question directly, and that's what he said. Zot the Ran, he has to give the boy Rabba. Yeshela behekim. In time and that, initial boy by yom. Alahekim. Mimati mefer boy by yom. Arloy. Abulamachar pshita lemotzi mefer the legar mishtika. Even if the hatara would work, it turns out he was shoysik for the rest of the day. Okay, near be'enai. Da'afogav the behefer l'shach she'elo. That really, it's not possible to have she'elo by hefer. Why the mishnah mehekim kainidrahu? It's an act of a commitment, as it were, of the husband or the father. And now we're saying that, you know, he can, just like you can be shoyl on a neder, you can be shoyl on a hekin. Avol afor aloy, afor is not like a neder. It's the opposite of a neder. So what's the shayla? Filo hachi mi boy alon. So what's the shayla? The shayla is like this. If e yesh shayla behefer, mishum dafor behakama iskush ladodi. That the reason why we're contemplating the concept of Sheila by Hafora is simply based on a Hekish. Kimina the Kamon, Shani Hakadomar Kra, Isha, Yikimeno, Bisha, Yifirenu, Eshabola Kal Hekim, Bola Kal Hefer, Lobola Kal Hekim, Lobola Kal Hefer. So the Morlin's out that the Torah, the doctor writes them in the same Pasuk to tell me that they have a Lochus which go together. Shemachi Boy. It seems to learn the Yeshela Behekim. So, if you're going to decide that there is Shela Behekim, so Behefer Mahu. You're meaning the Hidal Shaka Behshela. Logically, Shela would be irrelevant to it. If you're meaning the Yeshela, the Skushi Ishkish. Adilma the Milsa Dafora, the Lakazale, Loy Ishkish. Maybe we don't apply the din of Hekish to such a concept. Rabbi Yochanan's answer is that you can't equate the two. Okay. One second. The Ran doesn't address the issue that the Chara. Once the Baal is Mefer and the Neder is Batel, so what does it mean that there's going to be She'ela on the Hefer? Bisham on the Hekim, there's a Neder, there's a Hakama, then you take away the Hakama, and then you can now go and be made for the Neder. But if the Baal was made for the Neder, or the father was made for the Neder, and so the Neder is Batel, so what are we asking that there should be Sheila on it? So he doesn't address it, but since we've discussed before that the dinim of the Chacham's Kayach of HaTorah is retroactive, so it makes it as if there never was a Haforah. So Mela, the Neder was never really Mufer. So Mela, the Neder is, as it were, is reinstated back to its state of being. So that's why it is possible to contemplate a possibility of Sheila by Neder as well. The more it comes out that there's no dinim of Sheila on the Hafora. Okay. Now the more, I'm just saying that the dinim of HaTorah of the Chacham, that when your person show by a Chacham, it works retroactively, the Mafrei, as if it never was. So there never was a Neder. So that means it never was. If they would apply to Hafora, it means it'd be as if there never was a Hafora. There never was a Hafora, so the woman's Neder is effective. Okay. So now the Mora has the next question. Boy Rabbah. In the Gemara we have Rabbah. Ron has Rabbah for both. I don't know. More before we had Rabbah. Okay, I don't know. What do you have in the first shaila? Rabbah or Rabbah?
The first one is Rabbah.
The second one is Rabbah.
Yes, but then there's... it says here, by the second one, it says, Piskei Rosh, Girsa Boy, Rabbah, etc. Tashmat Rabbah is in the Memnon Ches Yud.
Okay. So boy Rabba, Kayim Lachi. So he said to her twice this lashon, Vinishal Allah Kama Rishana. And then he was Shoyal on is that your phone?
No.
I guess it's somebody's phone.
It's far away. Hmm.
Okay.
Horn.
So Mahu Toshma. So he was only Shoyal on one Hakama. So do we say that the second Hakama was nothing, because, and therefore there's not, you don't need to be Shoyal on the second Hakama, because once he made the first Hakama, the second Hakama becomes irrelevant. It is irrelevant. So therefore there's no need to be Shoyal on the second Hakama. Or do we say, since you're Urker, the Hakam and the Mafreya, it is as if there never was the first Hakama? So if there never was the first Hakama, so the second Hakama was the Hakama. So now that Hakama will be a valid Hakama, and her Neder is still Mukkah. Okay. So Toshma, Damar Rava. Initial al rishona shniya chalalav. Now talking about by nadorim, if a person makes a double neder, so even though the second or double shua, so shua is not chal on shua, but if you shal on the first shua, the second, it's if the shua never was. So since the chacham is oiker, the shua meikara is if it never was. So the second shua is chal. So the same thing will be over here by the case of a coma. Okay. Zok the Ran. Boy Rab. Kaimalchi. Initial Hakoma Rishonamahu. Miyamina Kiman the Be'idna the Apik Hakoma Shnia Mipume. Loichayla. The time that he said the Hakoma, it wasn't Chal, because it was irrelevant. Therefore, Su Loichayla cannot take effect at any point in time. Dilma, maybe the heed of Hishaita Lechayla. That is true. That at the time it was not effective. Hanimishum the Hishaita Isa Lakama Kamaisa. The reason is because there was already one Hakama. The Shafkelei, the Basraisa Lamecha, which does not allow the second one to take effect. Aba Kiitchala Kamaisa, Ishkachas Basraisa Rafcha Lechayla. But once you take away the first one, the second one has where to take effect, and it takes effect. Tashma Damar Rava, Inishal Alav Rishona, Shnia Chal Alav. And the Alav Perak Ve'elu Mutorim, Amar Rava, Amasisan, Rava said this on the Mishnah, the Shua Shaloi Eichel, Shua Shaloi Eichel. So the second Shua is not Chal. But if you're shayel on the first shua, the second shua is chal. So chenami ki mitchel hakol makamaisa shnia chol olav. Okay, now boy rabba kaim lechi umufra lechi. V'lasechel hakama elim kein chala hafora mahu. So the person said this whole phrase. So he's saying it should be koyim, it should be mufer, and that the hakama should only be chal if the hafora is chal also. Toshma, he told the mayor of Rabbi Yossi. So, Lachara, this should be told in the Machlokas to the mayor of Rabbi Yossi. What's that? The person says, Arezu Tumuras Oila, Tumuras Shlomim. So, the person cannot say that. If it's tamura for an oil, it's not tamura for a shlomim. It can't be tamura for both. So a person says, "Right to tamura oil, tamura shlomim." So we have two possibilities of how to deal with it. We could say that the second statement was a chazara from the first statement. We could argue that as soon as the first statement was said, it's effective, and the second statement is too late. Or we could try and make some type of mashutas between the two statements.
You're assuming this is like Tuch Kedai Dibor?
Tuch Kedai Dibor, yeah. Herezel Tumuras Ela Dibor Remeir. So Remeir says, we have a rule of twice Lashon Rishon. The Iker the person wanted was Lashon Rishon, so therefore the Lashon Rishon is Chal. And that's it. Rabbi Yossi Armor, in the kach niskava mitkila, if the person wanted it should be both, which then the law is that you would sell it and use the money to buy with it a tumura sale and a tumura shlomim, because it can't be both. If that's what he wanted to happen, as opposed to a question of a case where he says he was changing his mind, but if that was his original kabbana, the war of Kayamin. So he has no way to say it. What else? That's what he wanted it to be. He has no way to say it. He can't say both at the same time. Therefore, we say that it's not a problem. So it's Tirash Tistoyev, and it gets a mum, and they sell it, and half of the money goes for Allah, and half the money goes for Shlom.
I mean, you know, what if you can't, that money is not sufficient to buy those two korbanos?
You would have to supplement. So the Mora is arguing that wait a second. If you're a mayor, even like your mayor, lekomer ella deloy omar lo sechusu elim kein chalazu al hecha de omar lo sechal akom elim kein chal hafora remeir nami moida dafora chala. So the charish we told in this machlokes, the Mora saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, we say that he wants both to be chal. Your mayor says Tvar Shloshim Rishon, but the Gemara is saying that the if a person would say Lo Sechus Zu Elim Kein Chal Zu, so he's clearly indicating he wants both to be chal. So over here also both are going to be chal, and the Hafora should be effective. Okay, is that the round? Okay. Yeah. Boy Rabba, Kaim Lachi Mufra Lachi, Bala Sechel Akalam Kain Chola Afor Amahu. Chazina Ba'ayi, Umamai De Hashtinan Bo, I see in the Shaila and in the Raya to the Shaila, the Kamoy Zal Mili Dol Nahiri, that the earlier Rishonim have said explanations which I don't think are correct. Mishamachi Mefarashna Bo, Mai De Ischazi Li, they're from going to explain it the way I understand it. The Rabbi Pshitale da Kama Lakaila. So in this scenario, he says Kaim Lachi Mufa Lachi Mosechal Kama Lachin Chol Aforo. So the first given is that in that scenario Hakama is not going to work. Nimon Oshach Yefor Hakaila Hakama Lakaila. If he says Hakama can only take effect because the Fora took effect, means if the fora took effect, you can't have a hakama. And if the fora doesn't take effect, then the hakama doesn't take effect. So mamad shach, it's not possible. Now, so what are you telling me that it's impossible to have a hakama together without a fora? So Ran says the nihi. It is true. The kamon masaf galon kaim lachi shah umufra lachi shah. That there should be a kiyum for a period of time and a hakama for a period of time. If that more, it says maybe that should work. So you see, you can have a hakama and a hafora. So what am I saying that if you have a hafora, you can't have a hakama? Shani hosim the dosan kitzul hakama hafora. He put a limit. So yes, there should be a hakama for a certain amount of time and a hafora for a certain amount of time. But over here, Abu Hakla, so he said the only way that Kama is going to be Chal is the forest Chal. If the forest Chal, the Kama can't be Chal. If you tell me that the forest can't be Chal in such a scenario either, okay. So we know the Kama Nami Lokaila, so ask the Bomber, the Lusechal Kama, Elam Ken Chal Aforim. So this is the second half of his Mamon Hashok. So if you're going to argue, no, that the Hafora can't be Chal under these circumstances, so then the Kama is not Chal. Because he made a Tanai in the Kama, that it can only be Chal because there's also the Hafora being Chal. Therefore, his Shalom is not on that Kama. The whole shaila here really is in the hafora, whether it's chal or not. Sumir meaning, do we say like this? Kiman the akdim ba'omer kaim lachi, v'asachar mufar lachi. So he said hakama first. So therefore we say mashmo the asti sechel hafora b'asar hakama. We assume that he's being specific in his order. So a fora can't be chal unless there is also a hakama being chal. Ella should be mishum haki asni losechel hakama lam ken kol afora. So you're going to argue to me. So what you're saying is you want the Afora to be Chal only after the Hakama is Chal. So you're really saying that the same type of Tanai in your Afora. The Afora should only be Chal if the Hakama is also Chal. So just say that. That Teretz is Mishum the Kima the Akdim Kaim Lachi Lamufra Lachi Samach Alishna the Hakama Chayla the Bereisha Atrila. He didn't need to make a Tanai because he said Hakama first. So it's clear in the Hafora that the Hafora is only to take effect if the Hakama would go into effect first. So there's no need to point that out. The Bereisha Itrila Malaka de la Akibala. So, but the Hakama, which was said first, really should take effect unless he makes a Tanai. So that's why he needed to make a Tanai in the Hakama, but there's no need to make a Tanai in the Hafora. But I don't know, the Chayla Hakama, Kuli Hai, Adel Shafka Ravka, the Hafora, but the reason why that he said this tonight because he was concerned that since the Kama was said first, it will take effect, and that's it. There's no room for the Afora. That's why I asked the Omer, let's take a Kama can call Afora. So now, so it comes out, so basically it comes out to the equivalent of that he made a double tonight. Because the order is specific, tells me Hakama must go first before Hafora. And the Tanai that he said tells me that the Hakama can't be Chal unless there's also a Hafora. Okay, so that's one way to look at what's happening. Which would mean that nothing's Chal. Because the Hakama can only be Chal if there's also a Hafora. And therefore the Kama is not Chal. And the Fora can only be Chal if the Kama is Chal first. So therefore there's no Fora. But Dilma, Nehi the Omer Umufer Lachi Basar Kaim Lachi. You're right, he said the words Umufer Lachi seconds. But Lav the Techel Fora Basar HaKama is Chavin. I agree with you that it doesn't mean that he wants the Afora to be first, but it doesn't mean he wants the Kama to be first either. Fine. Umiyu. So he would want he wants both. Well, he doesn't really want both because he made it tonight that the Hakama should be dependent on the Hafora. Miu high gaber b'Hafora kapid to techo to Omer the boy to techo l'kamlim came to the Hafora. But I thought you should call the Ka'achas. He's saying, listen, I can't say both of the. I need time to say what I want. So the fact that I mentioned one first over the other does not indicate any preference. So the comma mentioned first doesn't prove anything. So I want both to be held at the same time. But I did make it Tanai, which indicates that if that's not true, Hafor is more important to me. Since he would like both to be chal, but if that's not an option, he wants the fora over the kama. Asni shim chaloisa kama ma'akev chaloisa fora. If hakama would prevent hafora, the megali daite the lotechol hakama lemkain lotechol hakama. I will offer gav the chaloisa fora ma'akev chaloisa kama loy asni lotechol hafora. The hafora chaylo hakama lo chaylo. So we should argue that he's clearly indicating that the Kama cannot be a steerer to the Afora, but the Afora apparently could be a steerer to the Kama. He's accepting that. So if they both can't be Chal, he wants the Afora to be Chal. So that's the Shaila. Vashtina lo, b'tutu d'rmei b'r b'yosi, d'fligo d'mi d'ha'ach, gav them, b'tzmura, karaketz and marimen. So we have this machloikis, if not, reizu atzmura sarla, tzmura shlami, reizu atzmura sarla, d'ibur d'rmei b'yosi armer, b'chulu. Rimina Allah b'gemora, hasam, the more is like this, over there. The kol moedim, b'armer tochul zu, if the person says explicitly, I want this to take effect, and then this, do you recall twice Lashon Rishon? Everybody agrees over there that he wants both to be Chal. He said he wants to be Chal in order, and he said this and then this. So the first one is Chal, and that's it. So since you can't, once A is in effect, once Tamar Sarla is in effect, it cannot become a Tamar Shlomim. Okay, fine. Let's say he says, both, he says he wants both. He doesn't want A to take effect unless B also takes effect. So he's limiting the Tamura Sarla that's only valid if the Tamura Shlomim is also valid. So then the Lach is tomorrow Kachan. So both are going to be Chal. Mishum the Hasim Afshal Tamura Sarlam Tamur Shlomim Loch Kalachas. Both will be Khal. How does that work? The Tira Behema, Zuashitistoyev. We wait till get the moon. We have the Mechetzia Oilov, the Mechetzia Shlomim. So where's the Machloikas? It's all he said. Remember, Sabar, Midhavala, the Mamer, Timurus, Arla, Bishlamit. Remember, Timurus, Arla, Timurus, Shlamit. Havala, Kaimer, Tachuzu, Rahakak, Tachuzu. But the fact that he said the word Timur a second time, he's supposed to say there should be a Timur of this and this, indicates he wants this to be Chal, and then that. So what happens is this is Chal, and then that. It's too late. Rebbe Sover, the Efsher, the Mai, the Kamer, Timur, Soila, Timur, Shlomim, Toy. He's making a mistake. The Savri, E loy amina tamura a kochad v'chad. Lachai la tamura atzavayu. I need to say tamura on both of them. Therefore, Hilchoch, but it's going to say. So we ask him, Imamar lo oilo ushlamim niskabanti. He says, I wanted both. Tirashat yistoyim, v'tim bachir, people d'mei chati dom of lo oilo, v'chati dom of lo shlamim. But if he said he wanted, like your mayor said, this and then this, I'm asking. So Alma, Plutar the mayor, Rabbi Yossi, tell you, but Shnei Shemas mi piv. He said both things. Yemina Shiachal Hashemi Achar Rishon, Shiachal Hashem beBasachas. Hol Vayefsher Likus beShemas Kachas. So the lack of the word Tamura a second time, or saying the word Tamura a second time, according to Yossi, is irrelevant. So it's the same thing Tamura said on Bishlomit. So I want both to be Chal. The mayor says no, that we assume he wants A and then B. Rameir says he wants A and then B, and since once A is Chal, B can't be Chal. Rabbi Yossi says you want both. And the language is not significant. Shemach Amina, the Rabbi Yossi Vali, therefore, applying it over here. If should buy it, the Chiyomer Mufr Umufr Luchi, Lav Basar Akama Kamar, El Mabasachas. He wants both to be Chal. Well, if both are Chal, the Far is Chal. Because we said before, he was clearly indicating that if I want both, and if one doesn't work, I want that for.
But according to Rabbi Yossi, in the case of the Tzmura, you can have both. It's possible. That it should be both carbonos,
right.
But Nadarim, you can't have
right. But he addressed that contingency and he said, and if both don't work, I want Tafora. But the main point over here is the fact that he says the word Hakama first might indicate that he wants the Hakama to be Chal first and then the Hafora. It's making a Tanai in the Hafora as well. I only want the Hafora to be Chal if the Hakama is Chal. So according to BRC, we don't say that. He wants both for Basach. It's not. I don't say he's saying it Medafka in this order for a reason. According to Meir, this order is, there's a reason. So yes, I want the Hakama Shalom Michal of the first Chal, but I also said the Hakama first, indicating I want the Hakama to be Chal first and then the Hafora. So the Hafora Shalom Michal of the Hakama Shalom also, which you can't. Now, parenthetically, he asks that there's a Gemara later on that we have a rule of Kol Shenem Bezechazah Filo Basachah saying, if you can't do A and then B, then you can't do A and B, which has limitations. But Iran's going to address that. You know what? Let's hold that. That's a little bit here. We'll take it tomorrow.